Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 15 degrees in Brantford, 13 in Hamilton, some light rain showers and 14 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.27 cents U.S., virtually unchanged from yesterday. The TSX today up almost 170 points. Prime Minister Mark Carney plans to extend the Canadian military mission in Latvia by 3 years to 2029. Speaking in Riga today, Carney says the move is part of a mission to deter Russian aggression in Europe. His office says there are now 2,000 Canadian Armed Forces troops in Latvia as part of Operation Reassurance, which is Canada's largest overseas mission. Canada is eyeing deeper energy ties with Germany through a critical mineral partnership. Prime Minister Mark Carney says key Canadian minerals, such as nickel and cobalt, have gone underdeveloped for too long. He called Germany a trailblazer in Europe when it comes to diversifying away from reliance on China and Russia. Brantford police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating the man they believe is responsible for the shooting outside the Colburn Street nightclub. The shooting happened on June 4th, and police responded to reports of the shooting just after midnight on Colburn Street near Clarence. One man was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. Police are hoping that by releasing the photos, someone may be able to identify the person they believe to be involved. The Ontario government says it has no plans to bring U.S. booze back to LCBO shelves amid calls from a group representing U.S. distillers. Distilled Spirits Council President and CEO Chris Swanger called Canada's decision to remove 25% tariffs on U.S. spirits a good sign, but says it won't have much impact as long as the province refuses to sell it. According to the council, Canada was the second largest market for U.S. spirit exports in 2024. Pop superstar Taylor Swift is engaged to NFL player Travis Kelce following a two-year romance that swept the entertainment and sports worlds. They made the announcement through a five-photo joint post on Instagram with a caption that read, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." In sports baseball tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays hosting Minnesota. The Jays beat the Twins 10-4 last night. At the U.S. Open this afternoon, Richmond Hill's Denis Shapovalov advanced to the second round with a convincing 6-4, 6-4, 6-0 win over Hungary's Martin Fucsovics. Light 92 weather, partly cloudy skies this evening, the chance of showers, fog patches developing around the midnight hour, the low 7. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 23. Thursday, cloudy, the chance of showers, and a high of 23. Right now in Brantford, it's 15 degrees, 13 in Hamilton, and 14 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.